It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Before a presidential election, you often hear the expression October surprise, last-minute revelations that could change voters' minds about the candidates. And this October delivered quite a few knocks to both candidates, the issue that just keeps following Hillary Clinton, her emails. With us is WNYC's business editor, Charlie Herman. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning.
So with all this attention emails getting in this campaign, do you think it could change how people look at their own email use, even if they're not handling classified information?
I know it's changed the way that I've looked at email. I was actually going to send you one, and I had a bit of a joke in it, and
uh-oh.
I was afraid. Well, I thought to myself, if this were to get hacked, if this were to get released— would I be embarrassed? Would this actually be taken out of context? And, you know, not to speak to the specifics of what's going on in the investigation of Clinton's emails, it just made me think about how we use email and how it's become such a part of our lives. I mean, we all know this, but there was a recent study that came out from Adobe that found that white-collar workers, this is a self-reported survey, that they spend over 4 hours a day on email.
Wow.
And I just think that this is... You know, we have become very lazy in a lot of ways, that we just use email for all forms of communication. I'm sure you've sent an email to people who sit right next to you.
Sure.
We just think it's easy, and this is where we get into trouble.
And this is not the first time emails have gotten people into trouble, right?
Yeah. I think it's because it's so deceptively private. We think that I'm sending you an email and nobody else is going to see it, but we forget that these are things that can be hacked or that they can be subpoenaed.
WNYC's Charlie Herman, thanks a lot.
Thank you.